Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Let's get serious. Joining us right now is Lawrence Seif. He's an emergency responder at Magen David Adom. And, you know, all the reports coming out of Israel can be very, very confusing. Yesterday there was a terrorist incident. 3 Israelis were killed, 8 were wounded in the West Bank terror shooting. And sometimes it's best to speak to first responders to get, you know, a first-hand account. So, morning, Lawrence. Firstly, thank you for doing the work that you do. I think, you know, all first responders are very, very special people. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. Good to hear you, Kathy. It's been a while.
It has been a while. Lawrence, what do we know about yesterday's attack?
Well, yesterday morning at about 9 o'clock on the 55 road, which is a road that leads from to Kdumim, there was a terror attack in which three Palestinian armed terrorists opened fire with assault rifles at a car with civilians, killing Rachel Cohen and Aliza Rice, age 73 and 70. And then they fired at a bus, killing Master Sergeant Policeman Elad Winkelstein, age 35. He was a police investigator. And in addition, they injured 8 people, including the 63-year-old driver of the bus. He was seriously injured, along with 2 women who were moderately injured, and 5 people were lightly injured. Unfortunately, Magen David Adom first responders that were on scene had to pronounce the death of the 3 people, and the injured were quickly taken to hospitals in the area, according to their injuries.
Thank you so much for that summary, Lawrence. Okay, sorry. Want to finish?
Go on. No. I was going to say that in addition to the attack in the morning, the IDF released a statement last night saying that 2 soldiers were killed in Gaza. Captain Eitan Shiknazi, age 24, from Eli. He was a member of the 932 Nahal Brigade. And another soldier who's currently, his name has not been released for publication. Mm. They were hit by an anti-tank missile in northern Gaza, Beit Hanun, and that brings the number of soldiers that have fallen in and around Gaza to 397, and overall 827 since the 7th of October.
Lawrence, prior to the 7th of October, what were the majority of the calls that you would, or Magen David Adom would attend to?
Well, I think it's anything that any Western civilized country would respond to. You'd have it's divided between trauma and people who are ill with diseases and other problems that need emergency medical attention. But the 7th of October was a different story, that we had to mobilize the whole organization, right, to take care of a mass casualty event, which means that the logistics are incredibly complex. And although we are prepared for it and we do exercises for mass casualty events, there's, in a war scene or in a mass casualty event of that size, there's always chaos, and you always have to be a very organized and be able to solve problems that arise ad hoc on scene. So it's complex.
Have you seen an increase since the 7th of October, not just immediately, but since, in the nature of the incidents that you're responding to? Basically, is there increasing incidents?
Yes, there's an increase in terrorist incidents. I think that one of the things that's very interesting is Magen David Adom just has trained a number of emergency medical personnel to deal with psychological PTSD, psychiatric trauma and incidents, of which we are seeing a big increase. We have wounded soldiers who are at home with PTSD. We have people who suddenly have panic attacks, and so we are being trained to deal with those incidents as well, not only clear-cut medical physical emergencies. So that's interesting, and there are teams that are already all over the country dealing with that sort of thing, which we did not deal with in an organized way throughout the organization. So that's something new that's been introduced since the 7th of October.
It's incredible. Lawrence, thank you for doing what you do once again. And I wish you and your team safety. And may you not have so many cases and incidents that you have to deal with.
Thank you, Kath. Good to speak to you.
That's Lawrence Seif. He's an emergency responder at Magen David Adom, a first responder.